This is Andrew McLennan. It may not be well known, but Vision Christian Media not only reaches Australia through our various forms of outreach and communication, but we also reach the Asia Pacific region, which includes 12 Pacific Island nations, Indonesia, and the nation of Nepal. And Grant Kennedy from UCB Asia Pacific joins us today to tell us more about what God is doing through Vision and UCB in the Asia Pacific region. Grant, welcome.
Thank you very much, Andrew.
Grant, tell us about UCB Asia Pacific's vision for the future. What would you like to see?
Well, really, all we're trying to achieve is what Vision has achieved here in Australia. So when you look at Vision Christian Media here in Australia, you've got a beautiful radio network, over 800 stations across the nation. You've got a vision to reach the entire nation. You've got the Word for Today in Vision 180 magazines with a vision to reach the entire nation. You've got a prayer service. You've got tours. That's what we want to offer to the people of Vanuatu, to the people of Solomon Islands, that they too can have exactly what we enjoy here in Australia.
Excellent. So we're not just focused on ourselves as a nation, but we're focused on these other nations. And I just love that thought, 12 nations, Papua New Guinea, Solomon Islands, I'm going to try and guess them. We've got Vanuatu, we've got Samoa, Tonga, Fiji, Cook Islands. And which ones have I missed there?
Timor-Leste.
Yeah, and then we've also got we've also got Indonesia, yep, and Nepal. I mean, Indonesia alone has more than 200 million people. There are literally millions of people in that harvest field, aren't there?
Millions and millions, yes, absolutely. And there's millions of Christians as well in those nations as well. So it's not just the entire population we're looking at, but even if you just look at the Christian population of those nations, there are millions of people that we can reach.
Yeah, and obviously you're reaching them by printing the Word for Today. We're going to start with that. There's other things we do as well, but let's talk about the Word for Today. How many Word for Todays are we printing and sending to these nations every year?
Well, I've just finished the 2024 editions, sent them off to the printers. There's going to be over 30,000 copies to the Pacific Islands. There'll be another 30,000 copies being printed in Indonesian, and 7,000 of those will, 30,000 will go to Indonesia, 7,000 will go to Timor-Leste, and then the guys, our team in Nepal, they're producing 17,000 copies of Word for Today in Nepalese.
Yeah, so that's about 80,000 copies of the Word for Today. And just to clarify, it's not a three-monthly booklet, is it? It's for the whole year.
We do it for 1 year. The logistics are just terrible. Trying to, get it to the nation in the first place. And then, you know, you take a nation like Vanuatu, it's not just three islands. There are hundreds of islands. So they've got to then get it out to all the different places throughout Vanuatu. So we do it once a year.
It's a logistical challenge, and I'm sure that in those nations, I mean, I've been to Vanuatu 8 times and the Solomon several times and New Caledonia to preach and PNG, but I'm sure that the ones from last year, for example, aren't being burnt.
No.
As they would be given out, handed out, people will be reading last year's ones, and I get excited about this, Grant, that the Word for Today, which is solid Bible-based teaching, is just being distributed in written form, which can be read by people, by new Christians and young people especially, all across this region of the world.
I love the Word for Today. I've been in Christian radio or media for, you know, longer than most people have been alive.
Well, you look young. You look good.
Oh, thanks. But the Word for Today has always been a real passion. When we first did the very first edition of the Word for Today, I was in New Zealand back at the time, and here in Australia, I've been involved in every single edition I've had done something. So I just love it. I think it's just a fantastic book, wonderful resource, wonderful teaching.
It is, and thousands and thousands of people in Australia are blessed by it every day as well. But it's so encouraging for us, those of us who are Aussies, to know that Vision Christian Media is not just printing them for Australia, but we're also sending them all across the Pacific, Indonesia, and into Nepal, into the mountains of Nepal. Now, let's move on. As well as that printed stuff we do, we're also doing radio into the Pacific and these nations as well. Tell us about that.
There's a lot to tell. I mean, for a start off, we built websites for our partner nations, and so we want to offer a streaming option on those websites. So we actually stream a version of their radio station from Vision's offices here in Brisbane, Australia.
Great. So you produce the content here for each different nation or area, and it's streamed via a website in these respective nations.
Correct.
That's amazing. Even yeah. I didn't know that.
And then we take a radio station. We use a radio automation system, but like Vision does, a simpler one. But we have this very scalable option. So we can put an entire radio station onto a Windows-based tablet, you know, like a laptop computer, or we can turn it into a big fancy studio with, you know, microphones and everything, and people can which is what we've got in Timor-Leste. They've got studios, they have live announcers, all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
So anything from a little solar powered battery charged radio station, 15 watts, that just covers a village of a couple hundred people, to reaching the people of Dili and Timor-Leste.
Incredible. And do you know what year the station was first launched in Timor?
We actually, this is what, you know, our name, UCB, United, we love working with others. And that part of it, the Timor-Leste station, was actually us coming alongside the guys at CV, Christian Voice, just up the road, because they originally launched Radio Voz, as it's called there in Timor-Leste, and they gave them funding and support, and they had an end date on it. And when it was approaching that end date, they were looking for a new partner, and we came along and said, like, we will continue to help them and develop them and help them grow their ministry. So what CV or Paul planted, we've come along and watered and you know, carrying on. And yeah,
amazing. And this is so encouraging for those who give financially to Vision, and also who pray for Vision, to just know that the giving and the prayers that we're praying for Vision Australia, it's actually reaching these different people groups all through our South Pacific and our Indonesian and our Nepalese and Timor-Leste neighbours. It's so encouraging to hear, Grant.
Yep, and we want to reach them not only in their countries, but the ones who live here. There's a lot of migrant workers who come over to Australia to pick fruit from Solomon Islands, from Vanuatu, from those island nations. They spend 6 months, sometimes longer, here away from their families. Yeah. Well, we want to be able to get access to them as well and provide them with the Life FM station that they used to listening to in Honiara back here in Sunshine Coast or wherever they happen to be working.
And they can do that, obviously, through the app and through the through the website.
Yes, they can.
And let's pick on PNG, because PNG is probably
close to your heart, isn't it?
It is close to my heart. I lived there for a year, and I was just up there just recently. But I think in PNG alone, you've got, you know, between 7 and 10 million people. No one quite knows how many, but there's a lot of people up there, and it's a growing population.
Yep.
And how many broadcast centres have you got up in PNG?
That's a very good question, because it's one of those things that our main centre is in WEWAC.
Yep.
So UCB PNG is based out of WEWAC,
which is on the northeast coast of PNG, north of a place called Madang.
Yep. And so that's where our main broadcast centre is. We have a nationwide license, so we could broadcast pretty much anywhere. We have a station in Leh, which is the second largest city.
Yep.
Just an automated station at this stage. We have put stations on Manus Island. There were two up there. I'm not sure if they're on air or not at the moment. It's really hard to get this communication level going back and forth. We've got gear sitting ready to do a station in Port Moresby, the capital of the country.
Yep.
We just need to get up there and work on relationships and, you know, do all the stuff that needs to happen. There's a great guy, a great missionary guy who was missionary with YWAM, married a local girl. That's another story. But anyway, he set up some stations in what he called the swamp, the Kapuna Kakori region of the Gulf province of PNG. He loved what we were doing, saw what we were doing. We worked with him, and he set up stations, and they are still on air.
So it's a work in progress. But
absolutely.
I mean, just that alone, I mean, you've got almost possibly 10 million people, almost half the population of Australia, and it's just this incredible harvest field, and Vision is just penetrating that nation. And I think all these nations, from my experience, they all just need good, solid Bible teaching. And so the word for today and the teaching and the preaching and the encouragement they're getting through radio, it genuinely is exciting, Grant.
It is very exciting. There's so much, you know, the harvest fields are ripe. And these guys just love, sometimes they just don't know.
Yeah.
And so we've got to come alongside them and just show them, this is what you've got to do. I mean, like last week I ran a budgeting seminar on, look, I'm no accountant, but I just told them, well, you know, your budget comes from your strategic plan. Your strategic plan comes from your vision and mission. Oh, they go, that's how it works, you know.
Yeah.
It's like basic stuff.
Yeah, and what about the practicalities? Like, there must be some maintenance requirements and some repairs that need to be done. So logistically, how do you guys manage? How does your team manage all these different broadcast stations in these different nations?
Success always comes down to one or two people. And so if we can get one or two people in these nations who are passionate about what we do and have a little bit of nous, you know, we can work with them to help get the technical side of the station. A lot of times it'll come down to our visits, because in these cultures, it's when you sit down with someone and have a meal together, that's when the real work gets done.
Yeah.
And that's when you build real relationship. You can't do it via Zoom and Skype and all those things. So that those personal visits are important, but it comes down to, again, the logistics are terrible. I mean, the PNG, for example, guys in WeWak, the power goes off every day at 8 a.m. and stays off until 4:30 at night.
Yep.
I mean, how on earth does anyone run a business in WeWak when there's no electricity? I don't know.
Yep.
How do you run a radio station? Well, they've done partnership again with the guys at MAF Tech, and mm-hmm. who've helped with...
Now, MAF would be Missionary Aviation Fellowship, correct?
Correct. Yep. Yeah, how we love working with people. And they have helped them set up some solar. So they've actually got solar power, so they can actually have the broadcast locally for the town of WeWak during the power cuts. And so that's just...
an example of making things work.
Got to make it work, however it works.
So I'm just thinking, if there's someone listening now, and I'm sure there are, who live in Australia, but you're from one of these Pacific Island nations or Indonesia or Timor or even Nepal, and you're thinking, oh, wow, I'd like my home church or my relative's church or village or town to have access for this word for today. How do they get their hands on, or how do we get some more word for today sent to the people that they know back home?
Probably the best place to start is our website, UCBAP for AsiaPacific.org.
Yep.
So UCBAP.org. Go there. You'll find reference to your nation there. You'll find your local website access. So, you know, there's lifefmfiji.org. There's laeffm.org, which is the Vanuatu, whatever it is.
Yep.
Go there. Go to that website, and that has the contact detail in there, and just get in touch through that way, or just get in touch with us, and we'll point you in the right direction.
Yeah. So either contact the Vision headquarters here in Springwood, Australia, or go to the website ucbap.org and reach out that way. And maybe there's other people hearing this today and going, well, I didn't know that UCB and Vision did all this work in the Asia Pacific region, and maybe you can pray. Just pray with us, stand with us in prayer, and just agree with us and believe with us for the light of heaven to shine all across this Asia-Pacific region, especially Indonesia and Nepal. And let's just believe God, grant for the kingdom of God to come.
Absolutely.
And his will to be done in these nations on earth as it is in heaven, and that UCB and Vision Christian Media would play a part in this.
Amen. Thank you. Thanks for the time.